Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
From News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT, this is Good Morning BT with Bo Thompson and Beth Troutman.
News Talk 1110, 99.3 WBT on this Thursday, May 2nd. It's the time of the week we welcome our good friend David Chadwick to the studio, the longtime host of the David Chadwick Show on Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. and the senior pastor at Moments of Hope Church. In a week where I have so many times over the years looked across to you and said to myself, how is this happening? Why is this happening? And heavy hearts in this community this week, David. And you've long been a source of hope for so many people. And unfortunately, we're at another place where we're looking to someone like you.
Well, thank you, Bo. Beth, it's good to be with you today. But what a very painful week this has been as we've had to stare in the face of evil once again. And not just one police officer lost, but four, and then four wounded. We're going to introduce in just a second my guest this week on my show. But one of them is Tark Bakari, who's in studio with us now. And you know, Tark was on the show talking with me about how he thinks it is the hardest day in the history of Charlotte. Mm. And he just may well be right, because we've never faced anything like this before. So we've just got to walk through the process of grief again and again. And it just seems senseless and stupid in so many ways, but it's real and it did happen. And we have a special heartbeat, especially for the families of those officers who have lost a loved one. And Bo, my heart went out to you again this week as well, as you've had to deal with grief. And I just hope all of us can understand that when people are going through grief, they just need us to be there for them and to walk through it with them. And I don't have an answer. I wish I did, but it really is something that is real in life, and we've just got to do it together.
So tomorrow is the memorial service for CMPD officer Joshua Iyer, who lost his life on Monday. Sam Paloci, Alden Elliott, and Thomas Weeks, the other three that we've been talking about this week, who fallen in the line of duty. And we also have in studio with us today the Rock Hill Police Chief Chris Watts, who's also part of your show this weekend. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you very much.
I want to start off, and we have Tark Bakari, Charlotte City Council, who we talked to earlier this week, the day after this happened, and we've talked to many, many times. And I think it's so fitting that both of you all are part of David's show and are here on the station this morning. I was mentioning earlier when I was talking to Beth about what kind of day tomorrow is going to be. Tomorrow is one of those days where so much of the CMPD force is going to be needed or wanting to pay their respects. And because of that, you're going to need reinforcements from other people all across the two states and the region to be able to cover for them so that they can go through this mourning process and they can pay respects to their fallen colleague. But Chris, as a chief of a town very close to where this happened, I assume in some way or maybe a large way, you tell me what will their roles be tomorrow as the CMPD goes to this service?
For our part, with that state line and jurisdictional things, we won't be answering some of the calls like many, many other North Carolina area police forces will. We'll obviously be supporting in attendance.
Right.
And are always available for things that we can help with, but Charlotte, CMPD has so much support around the region. It's incredible. So they'll be supported. There'll be agencies in to help answering calls so they can take the time to mourn their loss.
As this week unfolded, as Monday unfolded, I'm sure you were seeing all of the images that we all were seeing as the story broke. Just being an officer yourself, what were you experiencing emotionally? Just thinking about what these families were going through, what these officers were going through. I mean, to watch all of them run toward the danger and trying to help the fallen officers, just the stories that have unfolded. How did you feel emotionally?
First of all, you're kind of shocked when you first hear it because, you know, things happen, but not at that magnitude. So even through the community of Rock Hill, it sent a shockwave of like, oh, my God, what's going on? But when you look at that and what makes me proud in law enforcement in general, you had a tragedy, but two things. The public got to see the heroic, courageous and bravery of CMPD come in, and that reassures the public that we're here. But it also, on the other side, the community comes out and supports. So you look at the tragedy, it is shocking, it's unbelievable that it happened, but if you look at those two things, and especially the community coming out and support, is a big deal for the officers.
And Tark Bakari, we talked to you, as I said, the morning after by phone, and now you're in studio, and you mentioned that morning about different ways that you can support the police officers and their families, and one of those was the Adopt a Police Officer program that we have been promoting and put the links on our various sources. But I know since then, there's also a GoFundMe page, for example, that you started to benefit the family of Joshua Iyer. What else should we know that maybe has transpired since we last talked?
Well, yeah, I think that, and thank you guys for doing that as well. This has been quite a week. I think that these two items are of equal importance in different ways. One is for the family of Officer Iyer, the GoFundMe that was launched. I launched it probably about 40 hours ago or so, just seeing that, you know, he was a hero. He's leaving behind a wife and a 3-year-old child that are going to have to figure out a whole lot of things without their husband and father for many years after this kind of goes back down to normal. So that GoFundMe, anyone can go to GoFundMe.com and just search for family of Officer Joshua Iyer, end of watch, and they'll see that there. That has in 40 hours raised over $120,000, which is going to make a huge deal. And I'm in talks with Tunnels to Towers right now as things progress to see if there's an opportunity to pay off a mortgage or something like that. So that's number one. And then just as important, number two, you know, one family's life is changed forever there, or actually four in this case. But there's an entire, you know, over 1,000 police officers and several thousand family members that are struggling right now to go to work, back to their shifts every single day, knowing this is going on. And our officers are tough, but at the end of the day, it creates a stress, but particularly their families that want them to come back home. They don't want them to leave because all they're seeing is this on the news. So you guys helped us share earlier the Sign Up Genius link on WBT.com. It's listed by precinct because in a random series of events, the week after next is Police Week, a somber, a very important week to honor fallen officers. And it is going tomorrow's tribute and memorial for Officer Iyer is going to be truly powerful and impactful. I know it. But this is going to be the most powerful Police Week that Charlotte has ever experienced. And if you've not experienced it, we need people to sign up to Adopt a Cop. On WBT.com is a link to do that. And there's well over 1,000, and they need our support right now. And this is a tangible way that people who feel frustrated and helpless don't have to sit on their hands. They can get out there and put a care package together, even just write a note. If you can't do that, just thank a cop.
And it gives you the opportunity to do something. You know, obviously, right now, there's all this awareness around this, and we have the services, but what happens to those families after sort of people, the rest of the world goes back to normal life? And I think that being able to support those people, those members of the police force. It's so important to keep that going as the year goes along, long after, unfortunately, the world, as it always does, moves on to the next thing. Not that we should ever forget, but we also understand the rhythm of how these things go. Now, when we come back, I want to talk more with Tark Bakari and David Chadwick and Chief Watts. Especially, we've watched the CMPD chief, Johnny Jennings, operate under enormous pressure, and I just can't imagine how it's been to be in his shoes to navigate this week. And you know a thing or two about that because you are in the same position for the Rock Hill Police Force. So we'll continue here in a moment here on WBT. Bo and Beth and David Chadwick and Police Chief Watts and Tark Bakari here on a Thursday morning.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Welcome back, 9:22 on WBT on this Thursday morning. Bo Thompson and Beth Troutman, and we have in studio two very special guests. Actually, three, but one of the three is here every week, and he's part of the family, so he's not a guest. But it's David Chadwick from the David Chadwick Show, and on David's show this week, we have Rock Hill Police Chief Chris Watts, and we have Charlotte City Councilman Tark Bakari, who will be part of that, and thankful to have both of you in the room. We're talking to Tark about the ways that you can help families, and obviously when you have something of this magnitude, things are always in motion, and ideas here and there, and every new way that we can think of to help these families is the right direction to be going. But we actually have something we can say for the first time on the air right now.
Yeah, so let me recap the two and then say the new breaking news that I am so excited to say right now. So to recap, number one, Police Week coming up the week after next. Adopting a cop is really important. This is something my wife, Krista Bakari, and one of her friends, Jonah Harrison, have done for years, and they need every cop adopted. So they have put a sign-up genius out there. It's on WBT.com. Everyone needs to go and sign up for this. Number two, the GoFundMe. It is over $120,000 for the family of Officer Iyer out there right now. We need folks to go and support this family by just searching at GoFundMe.com, CMPD Officer Joshua Iyer, end of watch. And then number three, and here's the new news that I reached out to them earlier this week. I am a huge supporter and believer in this organization. If you don't know them, Tunnels to Towers, they are amazing. They've been helping so many people for so long. That are in need in situations just like that. I'm just going to read what they just sent me. Tunnel to Towers is honored to provide mortgage-free homes for the families of four fallen North Carolina law enforcement officers, Charlotte Mecklen Police Officer Joshua Iyer, and then list the rest of the names of the U.S. Marshals. I mean, when you think about what we talked about just a little bit ago, or what we talked about on the David Chadwick show that'll be coming up on Sunday, we're all paying attention now, and we will never forget, like we didn't forget Officers Shelton and Clark 17 years ago. But those families move on, and these kind of things right here are going to set them up, a wife, a three-year-old child. They're going to have to navigate for a long, long time. And I am just so, so eternally grateful for Tunnel to Towers making that decision, because not having to pay a mortgage or rent is a massive part of what they're going to have to navigate for the next 20 years on their own.
That's remarkable. Thank you so much for being willing to share that information, but also for even asking, them to offer that kind of assistance to these families. And, you know, Chief Watts, we were talking in the commercial break about your time serving and that you have been serving 35 years.
Right.
Chief of the Rock Hill Police Department, and talking about what that has been like for your family, you know, what it means for these families to be a part of the support system for the men and women who serve our communities and who willingly every day walk toward danger and walk toward things that the rest of us run from.
So in policing, it's really a calling, and the people that do it long term make a career out of it. It's really a calling. So you're able to accept some of that risk. And most spouses and families support that. And a healthy officer in the mindset, you need that family support, but it's not easy. So when you go out there, it's about doing the job right, but it's also about trying to do everything you can to come back home to your family. And your family knows that, but it's just something that police have to deal with every day, because we don't know. No matter what jurisdiction you're in, there's that possibility you run across that one person that has evil in their mind, and it could end up bad. So it's really about, for my family, it's about prayer of, you know, to keep us safe, keep the other officers safe. But I think probably the mindset of a family and an officer that has been doing it for a while, it is truly a calling. And they're willing to take that risk and have the courage to do the job.
And it all comes back to that word support. Right, David? I mean, when you have a week like this, there's the shock of it, and then now we are moving towards the phase of honoring these four heroes and so many heroes that will be honoring heroes tomorrow. I want to make sure that we say that, because we've been talking about the four, obviously, and the eight, but also the entire force that had to come together and keep Charlotte moving on a day when no one felt like moving or knew how to move. And support is what it comes back to.
Yeah, I was listening to Britt Jensen interviewing Chief Jennings and what it was like to have to go to Officer Iyer's widow and confront her, be with her. What do you say to her? Brett asked, and it was really interesting. He said, yeah, don't say a whole lot. I was just there. And I asked Chris Watts on my show, Chris, you've had to do this before in your 35 years, but especially as Rock Hills police chief, fallen officer, you've got to go to the home, meet with the spouse. What do you say? And I found it very interesting, Chris. You said, just be there. You don't even say a whole lot. You just got to be there. And I think that's what you're saying, Bo, practicing the presence. The support is simply your presence. And it continues long after the immediacy of the crisis. And I would just encourage all listeners to remember police officers, but particularly the fallen police officers, a month from now, 3 months from now, because their pain is not going to go away. It's going to be there, and we still need to support them.
David Chadwick, the David Chadwick Show on Sunday at 8 a.m. Rock Hill Police Chief Chris Watts, Charlotte City Councilman Tark Bakari, his guests on that show. They're going to be our guests for one more segment here, and I want to get into what I promised to get into here with the chief here, putting yourself in the shoes of Johnny Jennings this week. David just brought up the chief, and we've heard him. We heard him talking to Brett last night, and we heard the press conferences, what it must be like to try to be the rock for all of Charlotte this week as Charlotte tries to come to grips with what's happened here. News Talk 1110 WBT, Bo and Beth here with David Chadwick and David's two guests for his David Chadwick Show coming up on Sunday. We have Rock Hill Police Chief Chris Watts with us and also City Councilman Tark Bakari in studio. And I want to circle back to the question, the topic at least that I brought up with the Rock Hill Police Chief here. We didn't have time to really get into it like I wanted to, but we were talking about Chief Johnny Jennings and what he's had to deal with this past week. And I used to have CMPD Chief Kerr Putney on with me once a week for a period of time, and I got to sort of peel back the layers of what a police chief goes through when you are called upon to not only navigate a tragedy like this, but also be that rock for not just a city, but your entire police force. You're a lot of things to a lot of people at a time. And I've said this to David before. I said, what happens when the person who is responsible for giving counsel to everybody else needs counsel, right? Because we all do. And so, Chris, as you've watched, or Chief, I should say, Chief Watts, as you've watched your fellow Chief Jennings operate this week, what can you tell us as a fellow chief that you know he's going through, things you identify with, and things that you wonder how he's doing it?
I can only have a little idea on an event this tragic and large, but I think he's doing a fantastic job leading the department and the community through this event. So there's a lot of times when you're a chief that you can delegate things, But in times like this, you can't delegate. So right now, he is trying to comfort and be there for our family from his death. He's also trying to be there in the leader and supporting all the officers, because all the officers are still out there working. There was officers working out at the time the event happened, and some will be coming right back to work. One guy, he's got to be there for them. He's also got to manage, and he's not doing the investigation, but in a case like this, he's involved. He's looking over everything, making sure everything's covered. And then the biggest part is you still gonna have to run a large police department, and nothing stops. The demands on him do not change. And again, it's the weight of the world is on his shoulders right now, because it's him. He can't delegate most of this stuff. He has to be the one to be there. He has to be trying to connect, communicate, and see as many officers as he can. That I'm here, we're still good, and we're going to move forward. So, and I think he's doing an excellent job.
So he needs a lot of support, yes. A lot of gratitude, a lot of thanks.
Right, absolutely. And he's running wide open, and it's not going to stop. It's going to go on for some time, but at some point, it will taper off, and you know, mm-hmm. he's got to.
And he still has to do it.
But yeah, he's still. Needs to take a little time for himself. But again, the job of a chief, there's a lot of people trying just to get at you, not in a bad way, just trying to get your time, your attention, and it's never ending.
Well, and you mentioned delegation. And the other thing he can't delegate, he's the face of this,
correct,
whether he wants to be or not. And when you think about the scope of this and the national attention that's gotten, he's had to do the press conferences flanked by state officials, and today the president's coming here, and he's had to be obviously on various forms of media. With us is one thing, but being on CNN and being in all these other places, Fox, all of a sudden everybody wants to talk to you, and
absolutely.
You've got that to deal with too, which is no small thing.
Absolutely not. So you have to kind of navigate and plan out your day, and there ain't much time for rest. Again, it will eventually slow down, but, you know, he's expected and need to do the interviews that he's doing with a lot of different people. But that takes time, seeing the families. And again, I said the officer, ire, but you still have injured mm-hmm. officers mm-hmm. and their families. So again, it's a huge responsibility, and these are the times you can't delegate. You've got to be in the middle of it.
Now, Tark, one of the things that that you were part of that I just thought was a beautiful show of support and show of gratitude, not only for the people who lost their lives, the people who were injured, but all of the men and women who are continuing to serve our community. You were part of making sure that. And it's a small thing, but I think it touches the hearts of the entire community, making sure that the skyline is lit up blue right now. I was looking at it as I was driving in this morning with a heavy heart, and thinking about the men and women who serve, and thinking about the men who lost their lives, and saying a moment of thanks for all that they do. And that has a lot to do with the fact that you saw that it was something that might be necessary for our community, just as a reminder of all that these people do for us.
Yeah, and you know, I believe that April 29th will be remembered as the most tragic day in Charlotte's modern history. And you know, there's a lot to process in a statement like that. But like I talked to you guys earlier in the week, and I've been battling with all week, I am fighting the urge to suppress my anger for the proper time, to channel it into something that is productive. I am angry right now, as many people probably are, that there's a culture of disrespect to officers that certainly has some part with this. I am angry that there are repeat violent criminal offenders that are on the streets. And I think we still have to wait till the details are all uncovered, but there's no doubt that there is some aspect of this in this story. This shouldn't have happened. But I keep reminding myself there will be a time, a right time for that. And right now is about love. It's about support and compassion and remembering, you know, the we talked about this on the David Chadwick show, The wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as a lion. I mean, that summarizes this scenario on April 29th so well, and why right now it's about supporting those lions that we have. Their families in the GoFundMe, a wife and a three-year-old that won't have a husband and father, and they're going to need our support while this community is paying attention right now. All the cops and their families for the upcoming police week, the week after next, signing up on Krista, my wife's link that's on WBT.com to make sure every one of them is covered and a cop is adopted so they feel our love. These are the things, lighting the skyline blue, putting some flowers or a note on a place where a cop can see it, just smiling. That's what we have to do right now. But there will be a time, and when that time comes and we learn all the lessons from this, I hope we all activate with great, great intensity to make sure things like this don't happen again.
Speaking of time, more time to devote to this that we've done during the time so far this hour, coming up on Sunday morning, May 5th, 8 a.m. on the David Chadwick Show.
Yes, this Sunday, Bo, and we'll get into depth in a lot of the things we talked about together during this time. And I just am so encouraged that I've got a city councilman quoting Proverbs 28:1 to thousands of people throughout the city of Charlotte.
I feel the deep urge when I'm around David to show him, look, I did some preparation and looked at Scripture.
And we'll spend some time also getting, Chris's insights into the warrant that was served, and was this guy waiting for it? Was it an ambush? Giving some of those insights as well. And then, of course, Tark just bringing some practical applications for all we do. And I just want to make sure that I end by saying, folks, find a way to thank a police officer. The truth is we have to have the rule of law. If we don't have the rule of law, our nation will fall apart. Lawlessness is not an option. So please make sure you thank those who feel called by God to protect and to serve.
So I will do that right now. Chief, on behalf of all of us and all the people listening, you are sitting in front of us and you are at the helm of the Rock Hill Police Department, and that extends beyond to all of the people who do that for us every day across the country. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chief.
Thank you very much.